Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Tuesday, May 15th, 2018. On this day in 1928, Walt Disney character Mickey Mouse premiered in his first cartoon, Plane Crazy. The autonomous pub Katerschmiede in Berlin-Friedrichshain may remain in its rooms for the time being. In several long disputes over the use of the rooms in an earlier occupied building, the regional court on Monday found the objection of the owner as inadmissible. The verdict was reached after 40 minutes of trial. The owner wanted the Katerschmiede Association to leave the rooms that it has been using in Riga-Strasse 94 since the end of 2013 without a lease agreement. The regional court dismissed the action on formal grounds. According to the court, there are doubts that the plaintiff's lawyer is entitled to sue. The trial before the regional court had taken place without disruptions and with great security precautions. The real estate company can still appeal the ruling to the Court of Appeal. The supporters of the Katerschmiede celebrated the verdict on stating that for the time being, they aren't celebrating an eviction circus, but a persistent fight for freedom and self-determination. As confirmed by a police spokeswoman, overnight Sunday into Monday, 14 cars were burned around Kollwitzplatz in Prenzlauer Berg. Around 3:20 a.m., residents noticed that three cars were on fire on Knackstrasse, and while the fire brigade was able to extinguish the blazes, the vehicles were burned out completely. In the neighboring Kollwitzstrasse, further cars were set on fire. Two 26-year-olds are said to have set three of the cars on fire and have been arrested as part of a search of the surrounding area. State security has taken over the investigation. As reported in our last story and last week, on Monday morning, the regional court had heard about an action for eviction against the left autonomous scene meeting place Katerschmiede in Rigarstrasse 94 in Friedrichshain. The owner wanted to use the occupied rooms himself, but failed again. As reported, the action was dismissed. For the time leading up to the court hearing, left-wing radicals called for days of discussion and chaos. An unannounced demonstration on Saturday in Neukölln and a flea market at the intersection of Leibigstrasse and Rigaustrasse on Thursday were largely peaceful. For many years, left-wing autonomists in Berlin have repeatedly carried out arson attacks on cars, Deutsche Bahn cables, or power cables. Kollwitzplatz was a popular residential area of the alternative scene before the fall of the Berlin Wall and a few years later. After, almost all the old buildings have been renovated, and the neighborhood is now considered one of the most popular and expensive residential areas in Berlin's city center. Because he was traveling without car insurance, police stopped a taxi driver in Charlottenburg on Sunday evening. He also did not have a driver's license for the transport of passengers and also could not present a certificate of approval for the use of taxis. The driver told the policeman that he was not a taxi driver at all and had only borrowed the car to carry his passengers, who therefore had to look for another taxi because the officers removed the license plates and took both the taxi sign and the serial number from the vehicle. The driver and owner will now face criminal proceedings for driving without insurance, as well as fines for various administrative offenses. The non-possession of a driving license for the transport of passengers is punishable for at least 75 euros. Driving as a taxi driver without a permit is subject to a fine of up to 20,000 euros. Due to the suspicion of undeclared work, customs officials will also investigate this case. The Berlin light bulb factory Ledwanz in Spandau is to be retained, as announced by the union IG Metall on Monday morning. The plant is to continue to exist with around 120 employees. At the same time, however, 80 employees are to leave the company. The plant currently employs around 200 people. The union remarked that employees who are to leave the company by the end of the year can either transfer to another company for 1 year or receive a severance payment. If this is done on time, the employer will be able to give the remaining 120 or so Ledwanz employees an assurance that they will continue to produce at the Berlin site until 2020. Two new products with LED technology were also to be introduced, Following Led Vance's announcement at the end of 2017 to close Berlin as a location, employees, works councils, and IG Metall protested, according to the union. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.